Blog Talk Radio.
This is Blog Talk Radio. It's October the 1st, 2022. And I want to again welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. We are in the month of October. Fall is here. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And certainly we honor our co-host who does a fantastic job hosting. And that's none other than evangelist Terry Rogers. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a secret. This is her birthday month, so give her a shout-out, give her a text, send her some cashola to let her know that you appreciate her and the job she does hosting this show. We thank God for her. We thank God for her grace, God's grace and mercy on her life, but just his favor and just helping this ministry and helping me. Certainly, I want you to keep Amazing Grace Ministries in your prayers. There's a shift in this ministry. There's a lot going on. Certainly, again, I know that you guys have been praying for us and my family in the loss of my sister, but certainly she was a very important part of this ministry. So we're shifting. God is shifting the atmosphere. God is shifting and transitioning us into a different sense. Certainly the shift is challenging, but we thank God for the shift. Praise God. So it is fall, and we are moving in a new direction. We only have 3 more months in this year, and we will be shifting into another year. So those of you who have donated to Amazing Grace Ministries, I want to thank you for supporting this ministry. Had it not been for your support. We would not be here. We would not be on the air. But because you have supported this ministry, we have been able to continue to be on the air and to continue to give you on the spot, up-to-date word and be able to give you a word that transcends, that's able to do, to help you live your life to the fullest. And certainly that's what we're learning to do in this day and time, to live our lives to the fullest. So if you say that you have not given us a donation, please do so. You can donate to Amazing Grace Ministries. You can send those donations to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, or you can contact me, 309-750-7584, and certainly you can get the Cash App or the Zelle number to bless this ministry. So to everyone in Radio Land, certainly we want to decree you a blessing for the upcoming new year, but a blessing in the last remaining 3 months. You have been blessed. Certainly if you have been blessed during this radio show, this talk show, please say something. Give a text. Give an email. I get some texts, but I don't get most. I guess some shows you like and some you don't. But I need you to respond to this call because we would like to go into the direction that is feeding you, and that is our ultimate job, is to feed you the word so that you, this word may illuminate you and give you strength. So you can do that by texting me, 309-750-7584, or you can email me at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com, and that amazing is spelled AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. So we're on the air every Saturday morning. We always have an exciting lesson. Certainly those holidays, we do take the holidays off, but at 9 a.m. we're here to give you the word. And certainly you can link, you can click the link that I send most of you. And certainly if you want that link, you can text me. Or if you have not received that link via text, you can text me also. Praise God. So let's get into this word, shall we? Well, again, fall is here. The colder weather is coming. Therefore, we have to preparations to protect ourselves from the cold weather. You know, it's funny how the trees turn brown and the grass turn brown and the leaves begin to fall, to die and fall to the ground. And this declares that colder weather is coming. And even things, time starts to get darker. Praise God. It's, you know, there's a time when the day and night shifts. I want you to know this. We are now in the month of October, and we are making a transition or shift from the hot and summer days to now fall days, which are typically colder. And as we start getting to the winter time, there is a preparation that we all have to conduct, and that's winterization. So we know that we have to begin to go downstairs in the basement. We have to turn on or have Four Seasons come to clean out the ducts, to clean out the heater, to clean out the heating apparatus that we have to heat our homes. So, in essence, today we have a word that's going to activate and illuminate your hearts and lift you up to a greater level in Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are also going to begin to lay out preparations for our own journey to shifting to the change. So we are on a journey to greater peace. We're on a journey to greater hope. We're on a journey to get closer to the Lord to prepare for this winter season. So we're shifting from promises just for a little bit to shifting to the fall and dealing with the holidays, because the holidays are coming. So this lesson today, we are going to deal with spiritual winterization or spiritual winterizing. Now let's go to the text. The text reads, and we're coming from 2 Timothy 2, verses 20 through 22, and I'm going to hit a little bit of Ephesians 6. It says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. It reads, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and of earth, and some honor and some to dishonor." Mm-hmm. "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel upon honor, sanctified and meant for the master's use, and prepared upon every good work. Flee ye youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." And then I just want to shift a little bit, and I want to go to a familiar scripture, and we're not going to be before you long. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 20 through 18, and I want you to get those scriptures and read it. I'm not going to read all of them. I'm going to hit some and move forward, but it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." And certainly it says in 13, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Now, we're talking about winter rising. We're talking about the fact that we're shifting from the summer months to the winter months, and today is the first day of October. And technically, if we want to look at it, fall was a couple of weeks ago, but we turned into fall in September. So now fall is here. And as if you look out your window, of course, the trees are still green and the grass is still green, but there is a change. And you can see the subtle changing happening right before your eyes. And if we look at what's going in the world today, we see the storm that hit in Florida and California, I do believe, the devastation, the mass destruction that this storm has hit. Because typically when you get to a certain time of the year, there are storms that occur, and certainly this has been a bad one, and we want to keep the states that have been hit with this massive storm in our prayers. So what does weatherizing mean? It is defined to adapt or prepare something, especially a house or automobile, for the use in cold weather. What does it mean? Well, it means to equip for the winter weather, period. Now, what do you do? So there's four things that they're doing. First of all, you are to put conditions or equip for the winter. So you're putting in place things that's going to help you survive the winter. You're preparing. You're doing something to to prepare for winter. And, you know, I like this below zero, and those that live in Alaska, they have a certain time of the year where everything goes dark in the wintertime. There's no light. And there is a brief moment or a brief couple of months where they do have the lights, where they do have a little summertime. And yet before the winter comes, they have to prepare and stock up or hunt or kill or prepare for the winter that's coming. Because if they don't prepare, they're just not going to survive. So it's to prepare or to equip. So get these in your mind. It's to prepare or to equip. And normally it's an automobile or house. And certainly for those of us who's getting ready for the winter, we know that we're going to, especially in Chicago, we have to get the car together. We got to get them, make sure them tires are right. We got to make sure that heating is working in the car. We got to make sure that heating is working in the home. Because if it's not working, then we're going to have a problem. So why do you winterize? You winterize just for what I said, to avoid any type of damages that will occur if you have not prepared. So basically, we have to prepare. We have to prepare and equip ourselves for what is coming. So when we look at the definition of spiritual, because this lesson is called spiritual winterizing. So spiritual is related to consisting of or affecting the spirit or relating to a sacred matter. We are equipping ourselves to be able to be joined or related to the spirit, to a spiritual home, to being spiritual heirs, to that super, and I won't say supernatural, but you can't put natural on the spirit. So you have to understand that there is nothing natural about the spirit of God. So in essence, it in divining the spirit or spiritual is relating to the spirit. And who is the spirit? If we go to Isaiah 32, Isaiah gives you a definition of the spirit, which is in Isaiah 32 and 15. And it also gives you one in Psalms 137 and 7. So in essence, the definition, when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about that third person of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we're looking at the spirit. Now, man is made in God's image. So in essence, we are made in three parts. God, we have a body, soul, and spirit. And our soul, that connective tissue, that spirit that lives in us, connects with the Holy Spirit. And in essence, once the Holy Spirit connects to that spirit, then we begin to live a life that follows after living holy and living righteous in the Lord. Now, I want to see if I can get right quick Isaiah 2 and 15, and let me read it for you real quickly. Praise the Lord. It reads, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a faithful field, and the faithful field be counted for a forest. So we need the Spirit of God to fall afresh on us. 1 John 5 and 7 reads, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Of course, the Holy Ghost is, or in turn, the Holy Spirit. So 1 Corinthians 3 and 16 reads, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwell in you? The Holy Spirit is the person in the Godhead who puts God's plan in action in the lives of people. The Holy Spirit things gives abilities, enables, empowers, guides, reveals, glorifies, protects, and accomplishes God's will in us. So now we have an understanding of what we're talking about when we're talking about spiritual. We're talking about relating. We're talking about consisting. We're talking about operating in a sacred manner, which we are then, in essence, being led by the Holy Spirit, which is the God, the third person in the Trinity. So let's look at Timothy for a minute. I want to look at some history with our first task here. So when our first scripture in essence. So when we look at Second Timothy, give you just a little brief history. It is written. This is the second letter to Timothy by Paul during his second imprisonment. Now, here's a man. Of course, we understand who Paul was. He was the person that persecuted the Christians, but had a Holy Ghost experience with Jesus on the road to Damascus, and his name was changed from Saul to Paul. And here we have him in 2 Timothy writing this letter to his friend, to his mentor, to his protege, who he had trained, who he had prepared to take on the church, who was actually over the church in Ephesus. So in essence, here this young man had been trained, had been guided in spiritual matters by his mother and his grandmother. So Paul is taking the time to write him one last time. He's taking this opportunity to write him and say, look, be encouraged. He was in prison, but he wanted to still encourage him and urge Timothy to stand firm, even in the midst of the fact that this probably was Paul's last and final imprisonment, because the emperor at that time was killing Christians, and they were being martyred for their beliefs. So he was there. The several people had abandoned Paul while he was in prison, and several others were on assignment. But Paul remembers or begin to think back on Timothy's sincerity and devotion, and especially how he touched him. And he knows that he will die soon, so he writes this final message to Timothy to encourage him to stand firm. And this is his final letter, and certainly even in this, he wants some one-on-one contact as well. He wants him to bring him some writing, some parchment at that time, or in essence what we will call a pencil and some paper to continue to write to the saints, to encourage them to stand firm. So in essence, here's a man that's on his way out, encouraging a man that's still holding up the banner. He continues to teach. He continues to encourage. He continues to tell him to stand strong in the liberty whereby Christ have made him free. Don't get easily entangled with those false prophets, but understand that God is who he said he is. So in essence, we have to begin to renderize and understand and prepare for the season in which we're going into. Now, there is always a season. There is always a time. Ecclesiastics talks about a time and a place and a season. So when we look here, we begin to understand there is a season that we are going into. Mm-hmm. When we hit September, that we begin to see the change in the weather. Some days were cold and in the 50s, but it would change to 90. But now we see a different set of change. We see that there's storms in various places in the United States and the world around us. We see that this is typical of the time or the seasons that we're in. We recognize and we understand that it is now getting darker. Uh-huh. So there is a season of change. There is a shift in the atmosphere. If I was to get technical, we would say that the sun and the world, the excess, the angle or the tilting or the fact that it's going around the sun has changed its location. So in essence, we now begin to prepare for what is to come. We now begin to prepare for what is to come. And change is coming. Shifting is coming. And certainly we can see and we can understand that there has been a blow to our belief systems. There have been a blow to the things that we have been dealing with. There have been trials and tribulations that we have gone through. Loved ones are dying. It seems like the violence in the city of Chicago ain't getting no better. It seems like we are having problems upon problems. Look like we're praying and that ain't doing no good, but the prayers are working. I'm going to tell you that God's hearing your prayers. But that's just the way we feel. And certainly if you've lost somebody during this time or during this year, you feel the effects of the shift that's happening in your family. The Bible says, well, you don't grieve the same way that the world grieves. No, you don't, because you know your folks. If they say sanctified them with the Holy Ghost, Revelations tells us they caught up and they're going to be in heaven. And praise God, they're in a better place. However, there is a shift in our lives. There is a shift in the preparation of what you have to do to deal with that loss. No longer is that person here on earth. So there is a change in your family structure. There is a change in that housing arrangement. There is a change in whether or not that person had a vehicle. There is a change now from the person to now. You have to carry the load. And if they were paying the bills, they're gone. Now you have to pay the bill. So there is a shifting. There is a change in the atmosphere. There is a change in which we have to conduct our lives differently. And that's what winterization is. We have to conduct ourselves or our lives differently in order to prepare for what's coming. And therefore, we have to prepare for what's coming. Now, I gave you a familiar face because familiar scripture is in Ephesians. And I want you to go and I want you to study this because I'm not going to deal with it unless you say, Dr. Carey, I want you to deal with each one of them specifically. And then we'll go into it because this is something that we've talked about in the past. And I think we're guilty as saints of God to forget about Ephesians 6. And we forget about it. We forget to conduct ourselves to put it on because in actuality, we need it even in all times, in all seasons, even before the winter gets here. But I'm making especially now because of the month we are technically in. And let me say this. We are in the month of October. The month, of course, they say harvest, but this is also the month of Halloween. Oh, what's that again? In the month where Satan begins to act up and act out. So Halloween comes, then you have Thanksgiving, and for those of us who have lost a loved one in 2022 and 2021, you got Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is not going to be as it once was, and we might do something around that to deal with that holiday. And then there's December. These holidays, of course, we celebrate. Now, we know that the enemy has put his paganistic viewpoints on it, but we understand, we're thankful, we're grateful for what God has given us. For in November, we celebrate 24/7, 7 days a week, all year round. We're thankful for the birth of Christ in December. We know that's not the day that it happened, but we thank God that we celebrate it, and certainly we celebrate the birth of Christ 7 days a week, 24/7, all year round. Because had it not been for the Lord on my side, I would not be able to make it. And that's why as Christians want to say we don't suffer like the world do, because when we start crying, and certainly there will be tears, we can call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord will wipe away our tears. The Lord will give us a way out of no way, inventions that we don't know of, plans that we have not thought of, but those ideas will just shift in our minds, shift in our atmosphere, shift in us, because we have a relationship with the Lord. And we talked about the first couple of verses of Ephesians 6, and we talked about that because I want you to recognize that there is something that we have to put on in order to renderize ourselves. We have to begin to prepare ourselves. We have to prepare our mind for the season that's coming. Oh, we've got to understand that we've got three more months in this year, and we have got to be prepared to move from 2022 to 2023, because it's coming if the Lord allows us to be here. And people are praying, we're praying and we're seeking God, but God will come back. He is on his way back. We see the devastation, we see the murders, we see the stuff happening, and people say, well, just pray. Yes, you pray, but understand these are the signs of the time. And we have got to stand, and we have got to preach. We have got to tell our loved ones. I know the young folks probably don't want to hear it, but we've got to stand and tell them that Christ is the answer. Oh, I'm getting distracted. Let's go. So when we look at the arm of God, the armor of God is our weatherization to allow us to stand against the attacks of the devil. And certainly there are seven components of the armor of God. And again, I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm going to hit them quick because my time is getting away from me. We look at the helmet of salvation, and that is to cover our head. And it contains our mind. And, you know, the mind is the battlefield that Satan tries to attack us with. You ain't nothing. You're never going to be nothing. How can you give the word of God? How can you stand? How can you rentalize yourself? Or how can you prepare yourself? Who are you to prepare yourself? You are to prepare yourself and get before the Lord and seek the Lord like never before. We are to humble ourselves. We are to ask God to change our mind. Matter of fact, the devotion scripture for today talked about thinking on those things that are pure, those things of good report. We have got to shift. We have got to move from allowing ourselves and our spirits to look at everything that's seen on television to guard what our eyes see. So in essence, when we guard what our eyes see, then we prepare ourselves to be able to stand, because what we see, what we allow to be seen, what we hear, oh, will get fixed in our minds. And there is a spirit of fear that the enemy tries to put on the believer. In essence, he tries to give us the spirit of fear, but if we allow our minds, if we put on the helmet of salvation, we will protect what's coming in our mind. So when we look at 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 5, the mind is the strategic background where spiritual warfare is commonly fought. So it involves the thoughts, I believe, I understand, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Then there's the shield of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So in essence, we have to be able to understand that God is able to do what he said he's going to do. So if we don't believe God, then we're not going to make it. We've got to understand. We've got to believe. And Satan comes to throw us situations in our lives, problems in our lives. When we're trying to get that car fixed, when that car breaks down and it's a high bill, when we get sick and we're praying for healing. And there are sometimes that may not happen. Let's be perfectly honest. And I'm being frank this morning. God's will be done. We must understand God's purpose and God's will be done in our lives. So if we want God's will and purpose to be done in our lives, we have to, one, rentalize, prepare ourselves. We have to understand the season. We have to understand what's going on. We have to understand the time and age that we're living in. Not only that, we have to take Ephesians 6 to heart. We have to put on the whole armor. And certainly I gave you the first two, praise God. And once we put on the armor of God, and certainly you can read the rest of the armor, the last point of it is, and I'm going to skip down to the sword of the Spirit. When we look at preparation, when we look at spiritual winterizing, we cannot do that without putting on the Word of God, without reading the Word of God, without eating the whole roll, reading it day and night, studying it, preparing ourselves. You know, Sunday school is a good preparation, Bible class. You know, the church would have so many teaching, Bible class, Sunday school, and I pray that your church still does that. But all of that, YPWW, and certainly you may call it something else if you're in a different denomination, but all the purpose is to get you prepared, get you full of the Word, so when the enemy attacks you, because he will, because even in the season, sometimes we like, if you don't rentalize, if you don't prepare your car and it breaks down, you say the enemy. God told you to prepare your car and you didn't do it. That ain't got nothing to do with the enemy. That's because lack of obedience. And I guess, in essence, it does have something to do with the enemy because you didn't listen. But we have to be sensitive and hear what the Word is saying. And in order for us to be sensitive, in order for us to have the abilities to go a certain direction and follow the will of the Lord, we must prepare ourselves. Hallelujah. And then there's praying without ceasing. Praise God. But I want to say this, and hopefully you got something out of this word. I didn't preach it. I taught it. I'm just trying to give you what's a little bit of sharing this morning. Hallelujah. But we have to understand, even in the midst of what we're going through and even when arising, that there is a plan that God has for us. And I want to share these four truths with you. And they are that God's plan is for good. So in essence, whatever plan that God has for us, whatever situation that we may seem to befall us, Romans 8, 26 and 30, read those. And all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Why do you say, how did this tie in with spiritual winterizing? Because all things work together. There's nothing that you're going through in your life that God does not know or God has not prepared you to go through. And God gives you people like myself to tell you the seasons and the times so that you may get yourself together to begin to prepare. So in essence, this word today is saying prepare, equip yourself for what's coming. Equip your mind, equip your body, equip your spirit. Gain access, get closer to the Lord, draw nigh to God, read his word, fast and pray. Seek God like you have lost your mind, because in essence, God has a plan for our lives. God's plan is active. It's inclusive. It's under God's control, meaning the situations of everything that we're going through are ordained, and God's plan is harmonious. Ooh, devil is a lie. These words, meaning that it works together. Harmonious. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God, praise God. It all works together. And it works together to bring together God's plan for our lives. So hopefully I pray that something has been said to help you to spiritually weatherize your body, your mind, your heart to get ready for what's coming, because the shifting is here. The atmosphere has shifted already. Now we got to prepare for that shift, and we have got to put our armor on accordingly to do battle with the enemy. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for everyone that's on the line on this morning. I thank you, God, for my assistant, my co-host, who so graciously co-hosts this show. We pray for her right now, wherever she may be, and we thank God that this is her birthday month. And certainly I pray a special blessing for her. Father God, I pray for each and every one that may hear this lesson. I pray, God, that first of all, if they don't know you and the pardon of their sins, that they may repent of their sins and that they may say, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and thereby repent of their sins and accept you, God, as their Savior, and thereby follow after you and live a life of holiness and righteousness and find a Bible-believing church. This is our prayer. We ask, God, that you touch and heal our bodies on this morning, whatever may be out of order. We pray for it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll give strength to us. We pray right now, God. This is our prayer. Continue to heal and bless all those that are grieving, Father God. You know the problems. You know the situations. We pray for those in Florida, those in California, I do believe, where Ivan has gone after leaving Florida. Father God, we pray, God, for those states, God. We pray, God, that you may help them recover. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If there are any questions to the word, and certainly I didn't get through all of the armor, the whole scriptures, I want to point on some. And if that's the direction that you want to go in and talk about more intensified, to know how and what the armor of the Lord signifies, I've talked about it in the past. We've talked about it in the past, but certainly we will talk about it in the future, because it's very important that you winterize yourself for the spiritual battles, that you prepare yourself, your mind, your body, your heart, and even your household for the battle that's coming. God bless. I see you next month. Bye-bye. Oh, not next month. My bad. See you later this month. Bye-bye.